Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders, and by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the great purveyor of all kinds of knowledge about everything going on in the world, Dr. Scott Huffman. How are you, Doc?
I'm just dandy. How are you doing?
Wonderful. You have shaved your beard since I last saw you.
I've trimmed it up a little bit at the wife's request, yes.
You were beginning to look like,
I had a whole Moses thing going on.
Yeah, a whole Moses thing.
But not being able to part any C's, I decided to trim it down.
So, Doc, for those who have not had a chance to meet you, tell us a little bit about your background, if you would.
I'm a professor at Winthrop University. I joined Winthrop in 2001. I grew up in North Carolina, although my grandparents are here in South Carolina. I've been teaching political science since then and founded the Survey Research Lab in 2002. And since then, we've been doing surveys of South Carolina, usually all citizens in South Carolina, not just registered voters or likely voters. And occasionally we do surveys of the entire South as well, because we are definitely a distinctive region. And, you know, places that study the South have sort of stopped doing surveys just of it. And so we're pretty much the only one that are still doing surveys of the South.
Did you ever imagine when you started this that your poll would be nationally recognized and that all those who like to run for elected office on a national scale would be coming to you for direction?
I think coming at me would be a more accurate description of that. No, I didn't. And we were in a presidential election, one of the threshold polls in the last. So if you were a presidential candidate, if you were going to be allowed to participate in the South Carolina presidential debate, you had to reach a certain threshold on certain polls, like the New York Times poll, the Fox News poll, and one of them was the Winthrop poll. So, you know, we've tried to do a good job. But, you know, again, one thing we do different is, except for times like that when we do likely voters or registered voters, every other time we try and do all citizens in South Carolina, because the politicians and the political consultants, I'm sorry, usually don't care what all the citizens think about. They only care about what the people who may vote for them think.
So I haven't had a chance to talk to you since the election back in the fall. I'm curious, generally speaking, based on your polling results that you had done up to that time, did the end result surprise you at all in terms of the national results?
Not really. What, you know, the only thing that I would say was a bit of a surprise is in almost every demographic, there was a slight turn back towards Trump, towards Republican voting. Now, certainly you would expect some demographics to turn even more towards Trump that had gone towards Biden, maybe not all the way for Biden in the previous election, turning back towards Trump, especially as he faced Kamala Harris. And, you know, we saw that Joe Biden wasn't really able to run. Kamala Harris was not a tested figure, not a popular figure. So we expected some to turn back. I think the thing that surprised me, virtually every demographic and every age turned back a little more Republican, even among young adults. Young women and young men under 30, all of them had moved slightly Republican in the 2024 election. Now, for young women, they were still Democratic. The majority of them still voted Democratic, but they were slightly less Democratic than they had been in 2020. And for the first time, young men who had been closer to almost voting Republican now passed the threshold, and a few more of them had voted Republican than in 2020 and then in the past. So the outcome of Trump winning, that, you know, facing Kamala Harris, that really wasn't much of a surprise. But the fact that every demographic, more or less, turned back a little more Republican, bit of a surprise.
And, you know, it was interesting. I had an item this morning on Palmetto Mornings, and I cannot remember the name of the poll, but it was the findings were staggering. 94% of the registered Democratic people who were polled said they would vote the exact same way they did, and it was the exact same percentage for the Republicans. Just showing to me how polarized we are in this country is incredible.
We're overwhelmingly polarized. That's actually something we test in our poll quite regularly. It is no surprise that people would say they would vote the same way, despite the flurry of activity from the Trump White House. The only people who really know about it are people who listen to this program, who listen to the news. The average person is not affected by most of Trump's executive orders. They are only just possibly beginning to feel the impact of the tariffs. So really, the average voter has not had a chance to feel the positive or the negative from Trump's presidency yet. The only people who are looking at it saying, hey, it should have moved opinion, are the people who pay hyper attention to it. Now, to your question on polarization, we ask a series of questions about how well does this phrase or that phrase describe the Republican Party, describe the Democratic Party. And some of them are things like, would govern ethically? Can they be trusted? And what we see are both parties, when they speak of the other, overwhelmingly likely to say the other side can't be trusted, won't respect the Constitution, and would govern unethically. Now, think about that. If you believe with all your heart that the other side won't govern ethically and won't uphold the rule of law, then it almost becomes a moral imperative for you to not let them get elected. So again, the polarization we're seeing that you mentioned is as bad or worse than we've ever seen in the modern era. Certainly, you know, the Civil War, a little more polarization. But in the modern era, this is as bad as it's been.
So, from somebody who studies political science, I know you hear this question plenty of times. What is it going to take, if anything, for us to realize that we may have more in common than we do disliking each other?
Well, if things keep going the way they are, not much. What could happen is if there is some type of, you know, massive shift in opinion. For example, Doge can be very controversial among people who are paying attention to politics right now. That's the Department of Government Efficiency, headlined by Elon Musk. The average person doesn't really know what that's doing. They hear government efficiency. They're like, okay, that sounds good. Now, let's imagine that Doge follows through with some of its things, including they have already gotten personally identifiable information, PII, out of Social Security, out of the National Labor Relations Board. And once this affects the average person, the average voter, we might see a little bit of a swing back. Right now, the nation is swinging towards polarization. I don't think that's going to change during the Trump era, while Trump is still president, mainly because he fires up and excites his base, and just as much, he terrifies the opposition. And as long as there's a polarizing figure who, again, is so exciting to his base and so worrisome for the opposition, the polarization is going to continue. I mean, we'll see who takes the mantle from the Republican Party. Will it be the Trump crown that he takes and runs with, or will it be the Republican crown and we'll have a swing back towards the conservatism of Ronald Reagan, which is not the conservatism of now?
You know, I don't think another 9/11 would be enough to break this polarization. But I wonder if we really, truly started to bankrupt ourselves as a nation because of all this debt, and that really hit everybody's pocketbook, then maybe everybody would say, what the heck is going on? And they would look to Washington, D.C. and say, that's the problem.
Well, one of the things is the dollar is still currently the currency of reserve for the world, for world trade. Most people don't understand what the debt is, what it is. They confuse the debt and the deficit. They're not sure. Every president has been cranking money and increasing the debt. Trump increased the debt. Biden increased the debt. Obama increased the debt. Bush increased the debt. They all increased the debt.
Yep, every one of them.
So what happens when that comes due? Because most of the debt is bought by other people, including other countries.
China.
Well, like a bond that you buy from the bank, you can turn that in and cash out at some point and you'll owe. Now, if the dollar becomes weak, and if our currency is no longer the global currency of reserve, then America's position at the top of the economic pyramid will fall. If some other currency becomes the currency of trade, right now, if Argentina wants to buy something from Japan, they have different currencies. So what do? Convert to dollars. We are the currency of global trade. If that suddenly becomes the euro, or probably not the yuan, probably not Chinese currency, then our position will be toppled. And I can guarantee you, the average American will feel that.
Oh, yeah. When you go to the grocery store and have to pay $10 for a loaf of bread instead of $2 or whatever it is. Yeah, I got you. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, we're going to do this one more time. We prepare fresh tubs and salads. We do that 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it? At the count of three, everybody. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI
and CN2.
Substation 2 has a lot of foot traffic, causing periodic repairs that have to be made. To get this work done, Substation 2 will be closed Memorial Day weekend, Saturday through Monday, May 24th to 26th. But we will reopen Tuesday, May 27th. Fingers crossed anyway, we can get it done.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
At Piedmont Medical Center, we have the expertise to treat the conditions that cause back pain, and we're focused on delivering compassionate care to help you live life pain-free. In fact, Piedmont Medical Center is designated a Blue Distinction Center for Spine Surgery by Blue Cross Blue Shield for our commitment to quality care and comprehensive spine surgery services. And by the way, Piedmont offers robotic spine surgery, an innovative surgical option that assists the spine surgeon and care team throughout the surgery. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Attention sublovers, Substation 2 is turning 39 and we're celebrating. This is Charlie Ruffalo. Be one of the first 39 customers through our doors on June 6th and win one free sub every month for an entire year. But wait, there's more. The next 39 customers will snag an incredible 39% discount on any one order placed by June 5th, 2026. It's a sandwich sensation at Substation 2. Come join us June 6th as we celebrate 39 years of mouth-watering subs and salads. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Very pleased to have with us Professor Extraordinaire, Dr. Scott Huffman, who you have a mind for a lot of different things, my friend. Now, the latest polling you have done was done when?
It was the early part of April.
What big surprises, if any, came out of this?
Well, you know, there's no surprise whatsoever that Donald Trump's popularity here was a little higher than it is nationally. Again, this is general population, so we have few more people that have no opinion or they're not sure than it would if they were registered voters. None of that's a surprise. Henry McMaster's popular among the Republicans, not popular among the Democrats. All that is expected. Some of the things that surprised me was we asked several questions about transgender issues. The first question, well, actually they were randomized, but the first question in order in the way we put the results out were, you know, whether or not that they would accept transgender individuals being directly discriminated against at, you know, restaurants or housing. The majority of people said no, that they would not tolerate, that they did not want transgender folks discriminated against.
Good.
However, when it comes to using the restroom of that, you know, that signed at birth, when it comes to locker rooms, should they be on athletic teams? Should they get medical care to cover it? The majority of people, conservative or liberal, were not in favor of that. And that was expected. But I think it's good to see that people did not want overt discrimination.
I agree.
So that was one of the surprise findings.
Now, by the time you did this poll, everybody had a good dose of what President Trump is going to be doing. Did that reflect in any of the results that you received?
Actually, I would argue that it hadn't. The tariffs hadn't fully kicked in. They hadn't really felt it. Only very recently did we see, you know, Amazon say, well, we need to put online that how much more our items are costing due to tariffs. And he got a call from the White House and he said, oh I'm just kidding. Well, you know, we talk about bringing manufacturing back to America, and he's hoping to do that with the tariffs. Well, it would be great if it did, and it may bring some back. There are a couple of big problems with that, though. Manufacturing output in America has actually been going up, but manufacturing employment has been going down because of mechanization.
Sure.
The other thing is, if manufacturing comes back, well, you know, one of the expeditions, the Ford expeditions and the Lincoln Navigator made in Louisville, Kentucky. Where do you think the electronics inside those cars come from? So even though they are manufactured by American workers in America and sold to American consumers, the prices on those are going to go through the roof as long as there are tariffs in place. Now, will folks put up with a little short-term pain if they think it has long-term benefit? Some say yes, some say no. We're actually going to ask that on our next poll. But I argue that tariffs are just beginning to be felt in the average person's pocketbook now. They haven't had time to kick in. And, you know, fighting a trade war for America sounds good to a lot of people. They don't know how it's going to affect their pocketbook yet.
That the response that Trump had here a couple of days ago, when asked a similar question, he said, well, you know, when you go to the toy store, you know what I'm going to say, and you're looking for a doll for your granddaughter, instead of having 30 dolls to choose from, you're going to have three, right? He says, and it might be a dollar or two more.
Right. Well, you know, when you go overseas, right, and you walk into a grocery store, there's absolutely nothing like the choice you have American grocery store. I mean, you know, if you want rice, that's what you're getting. That brand, that's the only thing you're getting. So, you know, choice for consumers is one thing Americans have become absolutely used to, that we expect to be able to have a ton of choices. You know, even if I do always buy Jif reduced fat peanut butter, not because of the calories, but because that's the one my daughter loved as a kid, and even though she's out of the house, we still buy it. I would be upset if that's literally the only peanut butter. So the idea that there'll be only two dolls instead of 30 gets back to the point I was talking about earlier, is will people accept short-term pain if they think it's going to have long-term good? And the longer tariffs have a negative impact, to the degree that they do, the longer they have a negative impact, the more upset people will get and expect to see results. And that's the thing about the American public. We are fickle. When we feel pain, we expect immediate relief from that pain. when gas prices shoot up, it doesn't matter that, you know, there's still a ton of oil being pumped. What matters is we want gas prices down right now.
What did your polling talk about? Did your polling talk at all about eggs?
No, we did not. We are actually, because it will have time to kick in our next poll, which will happen at the very end of May, we are going to ask about tariffs again, whether or not they feel it is worth the pain, whether or not they think it's going to have a long-term negative or long-term positive benefit, to see if people approve of the tariffs, disapprove of the tariff, haven't felt anything about the tariffs. We do know, and this has nothing to do with the poll, that after the beginning of the new year, which is, of course, a few months after the election, there's a lot of talk about what Trump was going to do once he was inaugurated. There was a spike in Google metrics for people searching for the term tariff. they had no idea what it meant. It was being Googled. Trump ran on this platform saying he was going to do this. He gets elected. He does it. He's followed through with a whole lot of the things he said he was going to do. And to the people who voted because they felt strongly about immigration, because they wanted, somebody to stand up, quote unquote, and fight for America. Well, he's done that very loudly, and he's taken, very decisive steps that impact immigration to the point that some of them, the courts are saying, are unconstitutional, and that'll be decided by higher courts. However, the average person just heard him saying, I'm going to bring back the American economy. Most people don't get into the specifics of policy, and Trump didn't get into the specifics of policy. Now, if you'd read Project 2025, which I did, 900 plus pages before the election, you would have seen all of this, right? The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which has the Hurricane Center. Project 2025 said we're going to dismantle it. Guess what? They're dismantling it. All of this, we want to dismantle the Department of Education. They can't get rid of the Department of Education because Congress created it. Congress has to get rid of it. But they can move some of its powers in and out. All this was in there. The average person doesn't dig into policy. They vote for the candidate who says on the big issues, I'm going to do what you say you're concerned about. And if they get into policy, people shut down. When you're explaining, you're losing. If you start getting into the ins and outs of, economic policy and what the Federal Reserve is going to do, the millisecond you said Federal Reserve, people turned off. They wanted something to pump their fist about. They didn't want something they were going to have to take notes on.
When you're explaining, you're losing. That is a sad commentary on the world. How disconnected people are from what's going on in the world. Oh, my gosh. When you explain, you lose. Woo! Well, they've said, and I think you would agree, and I don't know whether the poll shows any of this, probably it will, that the success or failure of Trump's administration will basically depend upon the economy, because historically people vote their pocketbooks. That's what happens.
In the past, we saw people who voted on economics as more sociotropic voters, that a lot of times they weren't voting their own personal pocketbook. They were voting how good the overall economy is going. In the past few elections, we've seen that begin to shift, that yes, they're still concerned with the overall economy, but people's pocketbooks are getting tighter and tighter, especially post-COVID, when inflation spiked, when there were disruptions in the supply chain, which caused prices to go through the roof, when people began feeling it in their attempts to purchase toilet paper, when people begin to feel it in their everyday purchases, then it's going to determine kind of the fate of his successor as well. He jokes about running for a third term. That is inherently unconstitutional. But who is going to take the mantle? Will it be a J.D. Vance or will it be somebody else? Whether or not it's another populist or whether it swings back to a more traditional conservative, how much Trump's endorsement matters in the midterms of 2026 and certainly in the presidential election of 2028 are going to depend a whole lot on the economy between now and then.
Very quickly, one major take at all from your poll that you want to make sure we get out?
Again, this is drives home the issue of polarization. I beg people to dig into that and see how bad it really is. They hear about it every day. People are in little silos with their news. They only hear news from organizations they tend to agree with or from Uncle Joe forwarding on Facebook. You got to get outside your bubble. And when you dig into especially the polarization results among others, you're going to see, hey, people like me don't trust the other side. And the other side doesn't trust me. But there are so many things people agree on. You look at many of these issues, and we are closely divided, not deeply divided. Some of the others, obviously wedge issues like, transgender issues or, other wedge issues. Sure, there's a very deep division on that. And transgender issues and illegal immigration are two great examples of wedge issues. Illegal immigration, of course, is a much larger issue, and that really does affect, what's going on in America. Transgender folks are 0.6% of the population.
Right.
This is an issue designed to inflame ideological passions.
Yep.
It is a solution looking for a problem, but it is helping polarize America.
Dr. Scott Huffman, I thank you for taking time to be with us today on our Straight Talk program. Always appreciate you coming over here, spending some time, bringing us your knowledge, and we look forward to the next poll, which will be when?
We are going in the field at the very end of May, so the results will be in the first 2 weeks of June.
Good. All right, well, that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relaxing with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. One more time, we want to tell everybody what the heck we do here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We do fresh subs and salads, and we do them 6 days a week. How we do them at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.
Substation 2 has a lot of foot traffic, causing periodic repairs that have to be made. To get this work done, Substation 2 will be closed Memorial Day weekend, Saturday through Monday, May 24th to 26th. But we will reopen Tuesday, May 27th. Fingers crossed anyway, we can get it done.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
If your primary care physician has recommended surgery for a medical condition and non-invasive medical treatments are not an option, you may want to talk to your surgeon about new, less invasive surgical techniques. At Piedmont Medical Center, we use Da Vinci Robotic Surgery, a robot-assisted system controlled by a surgeon designed to allow for greater surgical precision during many general GYN and urology procedures that potentially offers you a quicker recovery. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Attention sublovers, Substation 2 is turning 39 and we're celebrating. This is Charlie Ruffalo. Be one of the first 39 customers through our doors on June 6th and win one free sub every month for an entire year. But wait, there's more. The next 39 customers will snag an incredible 39% discount on any one order placed by June 5th, 2026. It's a sandwich sensation at Substation 2. Come join us June 6th as we celebrate 39 years of mouthwatering subs and salads. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
This is Manning Kimmel. Monday afternoon on Straight Talk, State Representative Brandon Newton joins us right here on WRHI.
Straight Talk, broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill across from Winthrop University. Straight Talk is presented to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Be sure to join us for Straight Talk weekdays at 12:30 right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.